My name is Nova, and I want to talk to you today is, like, make sure you're honest with people, and make sure you don't take people for granted and use them. I have a friend, that uses people, takes them for granted, and takes their stuff, even if they're friends with them, or he's dating them. He uses their stuff. Sometimes when they're not paying attention, he takes them and steals them stuff. Or when they say that he can borrow it, he doesn't give it back. And takes his brother's and sister's clothes. And shoes and stuff. And that's not cool. So, he needs to learn that's not a good thing. Like, don't do that. He uses and stays with his friends. And, it's not cool for him to be using his friends for his own good. I mean, yeah, maybe you need a place to stay, but there's other ways that you can get a place to stay. Like, paying full rent or part rent at somebody's house, at a friend's house. When they say $400, pay them $400. Not reduce the amount just because you're trying to save money. Maybe the other person is going through a lot of stuff. You don't know. Or maybe they're having a baby or something. Now, if they have bed bugs and stuff or they have insect problems, then I wouldn't recommend staying there, you know? That's my point. And also, for future reference, if you find a house or apartment or condo or dorm or whatever, and you see an insect problem, don't buy that condo or house or apartment or dorm. It doesn't matter if it's a mansion or vintage or a $1,000 home or, you know, whatever, or any kind of money it is. Or a good deal. Like, if it has insect problems, don't buy it. I'm telling you. I live in a place where my mom saw, and the family saw, that there was insects. Family and friends. There was an insect problem, roach and stuff like that, when I got the place. And they bought it anyways, and they thought they would take care of it. They didn't, so she had to hire somebody. It was just one thing after another. So I'm trying to tell you is, like, hey, don't do this. You know? I'm just trying to say, like, you know, don't get a house in that. And don't put it in your name. And don't stay with somebody that has a problem. Now, if they get a problem because of an insect problem, then move out. And wash all your clothes and sheets and everything else you own. And wash yourself. So this way, they don't, and make sure you use protect yourself and spray and kill all the insects. Now, back to what I'm saying is, like, don't use people and take from them or take advantage of them. If they helped you a couple times, maybe once or twice, don't try to take advantage of them just because they're helping you out or they're being nice to you. Some people would actually take that and take that niceness and use it to help out themselves. And that's what he was doing. Or take advantage of you. Or they might, you know, hurt you or bring you harm or try and kill you or something. I mean, even if the people that you've known for, like, you know, 10 years or something, they can turn around. But if you see the red flags, leave and get out of that friendship, relationship, / deal, whatever you're in. Any kind of red flag. Whether you're a guy, girl, woman, child, whatever. It doesn't matter how much you feel for that person. If they're not good for you and they do stuff and you see the red flags, leave. If that person is dangerous, leave. So, I'm just saying from my own experiences. Now, I've never been hurt, and I've never been... I mean, I've been hurt, but I've never been in abuse and stuff multiple times, but in many ways. But I've never been killed, because obviously I'm still here and kicking. But... And I'm not trying to put a doubt there saying I want to make that happen. You know, but in general, like... Do things to protect yourself, like stay away from those people who do those things, you know, like, and I hope you don't meet somebody that, you know, brings you problems and stuff like that. But if you do, like, learn from my mistakes and learn from your own mistakes. If they ask for money once, twice, or more than that, don't help them anymore. They need to learn for themselves to take care of themselves and not to use other people, their friends and their family. And their, because now he went to chase after some girl, my friend, and now he's in a stuck situation. Like, he's on the street, he's sleeping on the street, and he has no money. No one would give him money, and, like, I guess he's not, like, doing what he's supposed to do, like, trying to make himself smell good and be healthy. He's asking for money and stuff like that, and I told him, just get a job, take, like, go to the bathroom and wash yourself, and all your parts, you know, like down there and behind or whatever, and wash your pits. That's what I told him. And anyone out there, if you're in a situation like you're homeless on the streets or whatever, I recommend you wash your parts, you know, pits down there and behind, you know, wash your feet, you know, stuff like that. And buy dry shampoo if you can. Or find a way to get that hair dry shampoo. And then spray it on your hair so it doesn't look like your hair is greasy. So that's my recommendation, is that... And if you do, like... Don't do it and be like my friend. Something could happen to you. I'm not saying... I hope it doesn't happen to him. I hope he doesn't get hurt or worse, and something worse than that. And I don't want anyone else to either. But just make sure, and I hope it doesn't happen to you, that you end up where he's at. You know, or if you're, I mean, I understand, like, that's what he did, I guess. I'm not sure if he went with a group of guys or went to chase after a girl. That's my theory. Or went with friends or something out to some bar or something like that. Now he's in the middle of nowhere. I don't know what happened exactly. Or went shooting or something like that. He didn't tell me. But he's in a sex situation. And he's stuck. And I know, I've talked to homeless people before. And I understand, like, I know some of them, like, they're sick. Maybe they have cancer, or maybe they have some disability where they can't work or something. Or maybe they're like, maybe they have a degree or something in like arts or a PhD in something, and they can't get a job. Or maybe they, you know, did a couple things that they shouldn't. Or maybe it's... Maybe if they, like, they got fired from their job and they got kicked out of their house, evicted, or kicked out of their family's house, and now they're on the street. You know, or if it's a kid, like, you know, maybe their family kicked them out, or, you know, something happened, to their family, and I hope they didn't. Nothing happened to their family, and they got nowhere to stay, friends or family, and or maybe they're too young to work, and if they're old enough to work, then that's a good sign. Then they can work, and like go to the bathroom, do your stuff, wash yourself, wash your clothes, and then, you know, make sure to dry them, and then use them, and then go make yourself look like together, cleaned up, you know, trim your beard, or if you're a guy, your girl, be presentable, a woman, you know, like, just be presentable, look clean cut, you know, or professional in the matter, if you're gonna try to apply for a job. You don't have to necessarily, like, if you, I mean, you could wear a suit and a tie and, like, slacks if you're a guy. Or if you're a girl, you could wear slacks and a nice shirt, like a blouse, they call it. And a blazer. You could go all out. And that's professional. Or wear a skirt that goes up past your knee or to your knee. And wear heels or flats. And that's okay too. And wear pearls if you want, or nice jewelry, and wear perfume if you want. You could go all out, but you don't have to do that. Some jobs, they will hire you even if you wear a nice pair of jeans, a nice pair of shoes, and a nice pair of, like, maybe a nice shirt. And they'll hire you. As long as it, like, even if they, maybe they might feel bad, and they might hire you anyways if you don't, like, have it together and stuff, but, like, you don't want them to feel bad. You want them to hire you because how they feel like they need you. They feel like they want you to be there, you know, to do the work that you need to. This way you can earn your pay. If you don't want to get a job, then my suggestion is sell. Sell things that, like, say, clothes or shoes or things that you can sell. You know, sell things. But don't sell all your stuff to the point where you don't have nothing. Like, keep a couple clothes, like, maybe two or three outfits. Shoes, a pair, like, a shirt, maybe three or four shirts. Three or four pairs of pants, maybe if it's summer, maybe two pairs of shorts, obviously chonies or boxers, you know, and girls bras, you know, so, or two top, whatever suits you, you know, but, you know, just make sure that you're, you know, like, and then keep some stuff, like, keep a phone in for emergencies, and I would recommend a smartphone, because smartphones, even if it's not in service, like, you can go to a Wi-Fi place and message people, or get an app where you can call people that's free, and you don't have to pay nothing, and you can use it to call and text people, and you might have to eventually pay for it, but that's workable, you know, like, For an upgrade, you can get blah, 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 you know, service and stuff like that. They have deals like that. But my suggestion is, like, that's what I recommend. Because then you can hop on a bus, get a bus pass, and go where you need to go. So those of you that are in that stuck and you're trying to get out, and you want a job, and keep a phone. It's good to have a laptop to, in case you need to apply for another job, or in case you get fired, because some jobs, they don't allow you to apply on the phone, and because, or just to do stuff, like, sometimes. If you're young, like, 20s, 19, 18, it's a good idea for you to go to school. I recommend it. Now, some of you say, I don't want to go to school. It's a good idea for you to go to college. You don't have to, but I recommend you should, because then you can get the experience and meet new people. In Japan, for an example, high school is more like college for them, according to a friend of mine. Because they make it, it's like really, really hard, I guess. And the schoolwork is the college work, apparently. And when you go to college, you're there to make connections. You're over there for networking, basically. And in college, like, you meet new people. You can do the same thing in high school, but you meet people and, like, have connections. So you can get a job, or maybe you don't want that. Maybe you want to start your own business. But to start your own business, sometimes you need money. And whether it's, like, making your website, or maybe you don't have to do it that way. You can start by selling something. Or, I do tarot card readings, I do life coaching, Reiki, and reflexology. Take a trade and do something that you're good at. Now, massaging, like, if you're good at massaging people, you actually need to go to school for that and get a license. But if you're good at, like, something else, maybe you like to make stuff and paint or draw or craft. You don't need a license for that. You might need a business license, but I don't know what the certain process is for that, but that you can try to, like, get something in that field, and just sell your artwork on the street or in places. You know, I went to places and I seen people sell their paintings or drawings or art, and I've been to the conventions, some of them. Or maybe you make jewelry. That's something that people like. Find something that is a hobby of yours. Or find a hobby that you do like. That you love to do. And then just go do it. If you're into sports and you like playing sports, you really have to be good at it. Because there's a lot of people all over the world that want to play sports. And I'm not saying you're good or bad at, like, sports, basketball, soccer, tennis, or whatever. You may be the greatest player of them all. But you may be the greatest player in the world, you know, and maybe they won't hire you for whatever reason, you know, or they won't take you or anything. I don't know. But if you do get noticed and you do go and get on a team and you play, hey, that's great. Go ahead, do it. If that's your dream, go ahead, do it. I'm not saying I actually want you to. Go after your dreams. If you want to be the world's next freaking soccer player the world's next soccer player. I do cuss like a sailor. If you want to be the world's best next soccer player, go ahead, do it. If you want to be the next rock star, which is really the hard, entertaining industry is a really hard field to get into. Or if you want to be a fashion designer, go to school and become a fashion designer. You know, there's a lot of fashion designers. If you want to become a famous fashion designer, it's kind of hard to get in that field. And the music industry is kind of hard too. But let's say if you want to be a doctor or nurse, go to school and get your PhD, get your doctor's degree. If you don't have that kind of money, there's ways you can get that money. Grants, loans, and if you can't get a loan, I don't recommend loans because you eventually have to pay it back. But there's grants, there's stuff where you can, like, write a letter, a big, like, letter or paper or something, like an essay, and then you can send it to them, and they might give you a scholarship. Either scholarships you can get in high school or in school. My recommendation is you stay in school until college. Graduate and get your degree. Now, maybe you drop out of college and say that's not for you, okay? But, like, get your what you need to do. Whatever your dream is, go for it. My dream is to either be a rapper or be the next, either be a famous rapper or be an entrepreneur. That's my dream. If you want to be an entrepreneur and have your own business, let's say you want to have your own skate shop or skateboard shop, or you want to have your own like electronics store or fashion store, okay, go do it. Like, find, like, there's ways to learn how to get your own business, or there's ways to learn, like, videos and stuff like that, and audiobooks, and or go to school for that. There's ways to learn. Like, let's say if you want to take up knitting and then you want to sell and put it up online, if that's what you want to do, go do it. Of course, it costs money to start that up, but, like, there's other things that you could use and to make things. And then, I mean, I was watching this show, One on One, I think it was called, and there was this chick. She was a high school student, and she would take something from the trash, somebody's trash, like a rug, and turn it into a sweater. I mean, I'm not saying go ahead, do it, but, you know, you could do that. There's this one guy who turned cardboard into blankets, you know, and he found that that's a way to do. And then another person, like, they took duct tape and made it into a dress, like in Japan, you know, like, things like that. Like, you can find things and, like, where you are and use them. All you need is, like, maybe tape or maybe a few things here and there, but you don't really need a whole lot to start your own business. And also, you need a phone so you can sell, or so you can present it online, or you could, you know, like, do, you need money to start it, but you could do stocks if that's what you want. You have to be good at math, and you have to be able to see, but that's all I think you really need. You know, you have to be good at account, good with money too. But, like, if you're good at whatever you're good at, use what you're good at, your talents, whatever it is. If you're, like, singing, good, have a good voice or whatever it is, and that's what you want to do, go chase after it. Maybe you can be a music teacher. Or singing singing teacher and give singing lessons, you know? Like, whatever you are good at and what you love, combine the two and then go make your dreams happen, whatever they are. Now, if you're, I'm not saying that you are or not, but let's just say if you're colorblind and you want to be a pilot, that's probably not likely for you to get a job as a pilot, because you have to be able to see, like, objects that are in front of you. You have to be able to see, like, what's in front of you, like, birds or animals that are flying. You have to be able to see, like, the difference between parts and, where the controls are and the color of things, my guess is. I don't know, because I'm not a pilot. I have a friend that is, but, or I know somebody that is, but I'm not a pilot, so I wouldn't know, but my guess is that's probably not likely. So if you, and it's not like, if, see me, for example, I'm not good at math. I'm not good at counting, like, more than $40, because I've never had to be able to count more than $40, $50. You know, so I never really dealt with that. But I come from a middle class family, but you know, like, if you are able to, or you're good at it, then go ahead, like, do it. If you're not, like, I'm not able to count money, so I'm not gonna get a job. I'm not gonna want to. I can't get a job in accounting. I can't get a job in a cashier, you know, because I'm not good at that. That's my weakness, you know? And I wouldn't recommend for you to go and do that. Say if you're not good at math like me, then don't go for accounting. Don't go for, you know, a cashier, or, you know, don't go for things that are not likely that you're not able to do. If you're not good at it, or if maybe you have, like, a problem, you know, of disability or something. I have a disability. I have ADD and halfway bipolar and something else. And that's my disability, and I'm okay with that. I've learned to accept it. Even though, like, people made fun of me growing up because of it and because of who I was and my color of my skin. I'm Hispanic and I didn't look it. And because of my last name. Doesn't mean that just because a person is Hispanic and doesn't look it, doesn't mean they are. Or doesn't mean they're not. Like, you don't know what they are. So, you know, but what I'm saying is, like, I do that a lot. I get off topic. What I'm saying is, I forgot what I was going to say. Just like, if you're not good at something, don't do it. But if you're good at writing and you want to be a writer, okay, go do it. Like, yeah, I think it takes, you can get sponsored to be a writer. And stuff like that. Like, but I think, I don't know if you have to pay for it. Or anything, but nowadays, I mean, let's say if you want to be an inventor, that takes money to get your product out there. Sometimes it takes money to make the product, you know, and to put it together, or whatever. If you want to invent something and you drew it up and you be like, okay, I want to invent this, then go do it. Whatever you believe in. God, the universe, or something else. I don't know. I believe in, me personally, I'm a more spiritual person. So I believe in, like, I'm Catholic, baptized. But I believe in praying to God and stuff like that. I believe in, like, praying and stuff like that and talking to God. I do, and I do that. And I believe in being grateful and being thankful. To God and to what I have, and I do that too, but like, and that's another thing, be grateful for what you have. If you have a roof over your head and food on the food in your fridge or table, then hey, you're good, and you have water, you know, that's a good sign, then you're okay. Like, maybe you require a little more, for an example, but you're okay. You're in good shape. You're not in bad. And if you have maybe two friends or one friend, then you're okay. You don't need like 10 or 20 friends or 100 or 1,000. If you do, hey, and they're all good friends, that's great. Keep going. But sometimes just be mindful and be good for others, and whatever you believe in, you know, like, pray to God, manifest, like, say mantras if you want in the mirror or on paper, and write down, like, hey, you know, like, if you want to, if you believe in it, like, believe in yourself and stuff like that. And I don't know, like, if you believe in witchcraft and that's what you want and that's what you want to do, okay, that's good. My recommendation is don't do the dark magic, because bad luck, or it could come back to you. Come back instead of going to that person. So my recommendation is don't do it, because karma will come back. Whatever you do that's good will come back to you. Whatever you, sometimes, not all the time, whatever you do that's bad will come back to you. Sometimes. Eventually. I'm not saying it would come back tomorrow or today or next year or 10 years from now, but one day it's going to come back to you. So if you, let's say if you give somebody a dollar, homeless person on a dollar, one day somebody's going to give you a dollar maybe, or give you money, or do give you something else, I don't know. It could be, I don't know, could be like something that you want, you know. If you give food to others, like homeless people, or someone you don't know, or someone that you do know, and you help others, then the other person is going to give you, somebody else is going to give you food. Someone else is going to take you out to eat, maybe. Or give you something that you, or give you food or something, or bring you food. And that's a good thing. Like, you know, like a person maybe, I remember a couple years ago, like, I gave people half of my lunch, or half of my dinner, when I was walking home, and, I would give people that. Maybe I didn't have money, but I would give them that. Later on, somebody gave me, paid for my meal, and I didn't have enough to buy groceries, or to buy what I need to, or to pay for my food, and somebody walked up and paid for what I didn't have. And so what I'm saying is, like, do right, and kindness is the best gift that you can give. And give back to others that don't have, and pass it on. So if that somebody does it to you, somebody gives to you, then pass it on to someone else that needs it. You know? And if you do bad things, like, let's say if you steal something, or you yell at somebody, or you hurt somebody, then chances are it's going to come back one day or another. It could happen next year, could happen 5-10 years from now. You could do something else that's not cool, you know? I don't know. Let's say if you, you know, wrote on the wall, somebody could tag on your house. You know, like, I'm not saying it will happen or it won't, but I'm saying that if, like, what if you do this or that. So what I'm trying to say is, like, karma will come back, and it works both ways. And so just, like, take it day by day. If you're in a place where you feel suicidal, or you feel like, I'm not going to survive, or you're suffering or something, hey, the storm will pass eventually. And it might not be, it might be today, tomorrow, it might be in the next year or 10 years from now. But sooner or later, the storm will pass. Trust me. I was in a storm for a long time, for many years. And then 10 years, 20 years later, I'm not in that same storm. I'm in a different field, you know? I'm in a different storm. I'm in a different thing, kind of. And it's way different, but it has its prices. What I'm trying to say is, like, for everything that you do, sometimes it has a price to pay. Now, if, for an example, if you're on a high frequency, and for vibrational frequency, if you believe in that, like, and you go back down to low, like, back down to, I don't know, jealousy, anger, or revenge, then chances are you're gonna be at a low frequency. And if you go back down to that, for whatever reason, or even just to help out with somebody, you'll pay the price. And basically, God or the universe is trying to tell you, hey, don't do that. It's not cool. You know? You don't do that. You meet people that you meet for a reason. And then when you're done meeting them, you know, then you're done. Like, if you're done with you learned your lesson, then you move on. You're supposed to move on. Now, if you fall in love with that person, let's say you're single and you fall in love, or you're dating them and you fall in love with that person, then it's kind of like, it's a hard, really hard situation from my own past experiences, you know? So that's all I'm, like, saying is, like, be careful. I'm not saying it will happen to you or it won't, but I'm saying, like, just be careful who you fall in love with. And if you see any red flags, then leave. If they cheat on you, obviously, leave. You don't want a cheater. You don't want a player. Anyways, see you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
I don't know what's gonna happen. I have anxiety. I have panic attacks. Sometimes I used to see things and hear things. And I mean, I'm psychic and I'm an empath. So I would hear people upstairs or around me or outside talking to me. And like, I thought it was gone. But I've been hearing, like, people talking outside and upstairs telling me to go to sleep or telling me to keep it down or something like that. And I'm, like, totally freaking out. I'm upset. I have anxiety. I'm itchy all over. Like, I'm having a major panic attack right now. I mean, if I get an order, somebody gets an order of protection against me or sues me, my mom's going to make me move in with her, or I'm going to be sent to a home and they're going to either sell all my stuff or I'm going to end up like getting rid of my cat and putting him to another good home or just letting him go and wander the streets. Like, my whole life is on the line right now. And they're going to file order protection against me, basically. All because I was making too much noise. And last night, I tried to keep quiet as much as I could. Yes, I had to go to the bathroom many times. Yes, I had to, you know, like, yes, I was drawing and watching TV, but I had it at 14 the volume. I had it like that much. And yeah, I was talking to my friends at like 8, 9 o'clock, maybe 10. And then my other friend, she called me late. And she's been known to call me. But so I have these friends that need someone to talk to. My friend Aiden, my friend Navita, they need someone to talk to because they're going through major things. And I'm here for support because I have times where I need to talk to somebody and about stuff. So right now I'm like breaking down and like, they're going to either send me to a fucking home or they're going to find me and my mom and and my mom may like have me move back with her and like I'm totally freaking out. I might have to sell all my stuff or put my stuff in a storage unit. I have an emotional support animal and I might have to let him go or get rid of him. That's how bad it is. And I could not sleep at all last night. I have anxiety. I have panic attacks. I have, like, all this shit. I have this. And I don't know why I could not sleep. I could not sleep to save my life. So, if you make fucking, if somebody makes threats to call the cops or to, like, or fire a restraining order, think about what you're doing before you do it. Because people's lives are at risk. Like, I can go to a fucking jail just because I was loud. And I had said some things I didn't mean in the past. Like, I was going to kill myself. all because my ex-boyfriend was being a total douchebag and wanted to break up with me. And I was hitting myself, and because he was saying some shit to me, and he was being rude and disrespectful, and I do apologize to anybody's listening if I'm cussing. I do apologize. I have my hands up, and I'm just, like, saying, I do apologize if I'm up late at night and I'm making too much noise. My cat was up, you know, 4, 5, 7, 6 o'clock in the morning, running around like a crazy cat. And he has a collar with a bell on it and a metal plate because it has, like, the name tag. And he has, like, other stuff. So, plus his nails are really long, so you can hear the nails when he runs or walks. And then he was attacking the bag, he was going into the bag, he was playing on his cat tree. Like, I would get up and spray him and stuff to try and calm him down. I would play, like, music videos to calm him down, anti-anxiety, new cat music to go to sleep. Like, I had my own personal videos to put me to sleep, but for some reason that did not help. Like, I don't know why, but it didn't help. Finally, he's now asleep. But it's, like, in the middle of the day, and most people are freaking awake right now at 8:36. Some people are sleeping, but most people are awake. And the people upstairs, they're probably not there. And that, or they don't give a flying heck that what I'm saying right now. So anything that I'm saying is pretty much like it doesn't matter to them. And if, like, they're probably thinking that I'm crazy, that, oh, well, she's hearing shit, and they're thinking, like, and she's cussing at us. She's, like, I'm going to file a restraining order because she's dangerous. I haven't said one word to them that I was going to beat them up, hit them, or anything else. I haven't said anything to make them think that I was going to hurt them. I had said that I wanted to hit a punchy bag. I had said I wanted to scream in my pillow. And a couple times I have talked to my cats. But that's not a crime. And, you know, I did try to keep it down. Unfortunately, my cat didn't want to keep it down, and I do apologize for that. So that being said, you know, I'm, like, totally freaking out, though. Like, I'm totally, like, to the point where, like, I tried to go to sleep. I tried, I think, around 11 or something, or 12, I finally turned off the TV and just played music in my ear and wearing headphones and just drawing. And then I was writing at one point. But it's not legal. It's not illegal to write in a notebook and turn the page and go to the bathroom. Like, it's not illegal. Like, it makes noise to flush the toilet, and I do apologize for that if I'm waking anybody up, but, you know, that's not illegal. When you have to go, you go. And, you know, like, I'm just like, oh my God, somebody's gonna get order protection against me, and I'm gonna either have to live in a home and get rid of all my stuff, or put all my stuff in a storage closet, or, like, my cat's gonna, like, I can't have my cat no more, and I'm gonna have to live with my mom, all because, or I'm gonna have to do jail time, and they're gonna let my cat go, just because I was loud and saying shit I didn't mean, and I had pushed, previously, I had pushed my ex, because he pushed me, and he threw pillows at me, he punched my cat, or hit my cat, like, 3 times once, even though he does not remember, he did that to me. He's done that, I had previously, hit him when we were playing around, and he was hitting me because we were just, like, laughing and having a good time, like, love tap. I wasn't actually hitting him. I was just love tapping him, which is not necessarily abuse. And if, like, I would throw pillows at him, we were laughing, giggling, and having a good time. Like, he was laughing, too. Not just me, you know? And, like, I do apologize that I'm being loud right now. But, like, I have to get this out of my chest before I can go to sleep. I have to say this on this, this recording, and I have to say how I feel, because I'm totally freaking out, and a lot of people are busy, or they're sleeping, or something else, and I'm just like, oh my fucking God, my life could be over if I get served. Not like over, like, it's the end of my life, but it's like over, like, my life could be taken away from me, pretty much. Like, if I make a noise after the order protection, I could be sent to jail, or do time, or get a lawsuit against me, and then my mom has to pay the freaking fee. Like, my life is, and then there's been times where, like, somebody tried to open my door, and somebody tried to open my side door, my back door, when I'm sleeping in the morning, or at, like, in the morning at 7, 6 o'clock in the morning, somebody tried to put it into my code, or try to put in a code to my door, and they were trying to get into my house, and, like, all the maintenance man that's supposed to come in, he has no reason to get into my house. My housekeeping lady, she tells me before she comes over that she's going to come over. Or my mom tells me. And they have no reason to come that early. Unless they tell me previously. So who was trying to come into my house? It wasn't my ex. It wasn't my boyfriend. Because he confirmed that he was a Mesa at the time. And there's been knock when he was staying here, people knocked on my door when I'm sleeping. And then when I go to the door, I open it, there's nobody there. When I look in the peephole, there's nobody there. Like, seriously. I feel like my life is in danger. These people has bad intentions coming over to my house at early in the morning. I feel like I have to keep on the lights just because when I'm sleeping, it makes me feel more comfortable and safe. Like, I feel like my life is in danger. I don't feel safe in this neighborhood. People are loud as fuck. They're talking loud. The neighbor across upstairs was talking so loud I could hear downstairs in my condo. The other day, somebody was so loud I can, when I was walking to go get the mail, somebody was so loud I can hear the TV blaring from across the street at 10, 11 o'clock at night. And this is the other lady who was so loud. That was like 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Then the neighbor across from me is so loud, I can hear the TV outside my door. And they're talking about me to go to sleep and be quiet. And then they're thinking that, oh, she's crazy. She's hearing things. And they're talking shit behind my back. And they're getting order protection against me. Somebody just left. And I'm thinking that they got order protection against me. And they're going to call the cops against me. Just because I'm loud. This is 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning that I'm talking. People are normally up this hour. So I'm not doing anything wrong at all. There's nothing against me that they can put on me. And if I harm my cat, it's because my cat was biting me and hurting me and he was scratching me and I had to push him off. And it wasn't to, like, actually hurt my cat. It was because I had to make him stop. Like, I've tried to spray him to get off of me. It works, but he still does it. So I just, you know, move my arm a little bit and it, like, and it gets him off of me, you know? And I'm not spraying him with, by the way, I'm not spraying him with anything besides water. And it's clean, it's tap water. So, like, I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm doing this for my protection. And I'm saying that I'm scared and I'm worried that somebody's going to call the cops on me or I'm going to go to jail because I'm loud. And I'm being, like, supposedly inconsiderate or disrespectful. But I the only thing I did wrong is maybe say, like, some things I didn't mean way back when, for a while ago, and my ex broke into my window, and then, like, do things I didn't mean to do. But he actually intentionally hurt me a couple times, and he said things to hurt me. And on top of that, when, like, my cat would hurt me, and, like, these people, I feel like, are out to get me. And I'm not trying to say they are. No offense to nobody. I feel like they're nitpicking me because I'm Hispanic. And I'm, like, African descendant. Like, I feel like discriminated against me because of my heritage. And I'm a little bit Irish, too. And I look white, but I have a Hispanic name, a Spanish name, and people, like, because of my accent, they think, oh, well, she's from Mexico, or she's from New York. I'm from California. I have a birth certificate saying that I'm from born and raised in California, or born in California. I was raised there until 15 years old, and then I moved out here to Arizona in Mesa. And I lived in Tempe, and then I moved here to Scottsdale. When I moved here, I did not like it here. They had roaches on the floor and everything like that, but they still had it. And I still moved in. I knew I didn't want to live here. I didn't feel like it was a good place for me to live, and I ended up moving here anyways. I wanted to live somewhere else. I wanted to live in a high rise. But I couldn't. I had to live by my mom, and this is the only thing that I could get. And now I freaking regret it. I have roach problem, or I had a roach problem. And then I have, like, people trying to call the cops on me, I think. Like, I could be, like, just scared and talking smack and, like, hearing shit. And maybe that's what it is. And, like, don't get me wrong, like, you know, like, maybe that's what it is. Like, maybe I'm hearing shit. Maybe it's just me. But I'm, like, totally freaking out. Like, I will admit I had a previous thing. My ex would do psychic attacks against me, and one of his friends or something like that went to somebody and cast a dark spell or some kind of voodoo shit or voodoo stuff, excuse my language, against me, so I couldn't see anything. And they cast and had dark energy around me. And I know some people don't believe in that stuff, but I felt it. I felt this dark energy around me. I felt a dark aura around me when that happened. And it's happening again. So I don't know if he came by or something, or he's looking for me, or somebody put a dark spell on me, and I did a file order protection against my boyfriend, and maybe it's karma to come back to me, and as a result, like, somebody's doing it to me now. Like, I was drawing last night, and I tried to keep it down,
and I tried really hard. I was listening to music with my headphones, and I had it at 14-15% on, like, the TV, and, like, and I even turned it down low, and, like, on my phone when I did play videos, I turned it down so low that it was on, like, 2 bars or 3. And so, and now my headphones are pretty much dead. And the other headphones that I do have, they don't work with my phone because they were cheap. And I got a Japanese store. So poor quality probably. And I'm not sure, I'm just like totally like just scared and worried and just like and like having an anxiety and a panic attack. And I tried to eat chocolate, I took my medication, I tried to do videos for anti-anxiety, and I just need to do a podcast and just let it out. Because my friends are busy, this is my only way to let this out. And I do apologize for anyone who's listening to this at this time, if I'm bothering them, but I feel like not only that, it's quarantine time and people have to stay indoors. They recommend me and they're recommending us to stay indoors. And like business at one point was not doing so good. I'm hoping that changes so people can like do business and sell what they need to sell and make money. Because people are not changing the rent. They're not stopping and paying utilities and rent, and you still have to make those ends meet. So, or paying for the food at the grocery store or the food delivery. Like, people are still have to like go out to do those things and heal those people that are in the hospital and stuff and doctors. But you can do like appointments over the phone and shit, and stuff like that, and people are working to change that, and I get it. So I'm just trying my best to keep myself entertained at my house, and I do go out of my house to get the mail or doctor appointment, and I stopped with the doctor appointment. The only time I go out of my house is when my mom picks me up or to take out the trash. But I'm trying to keep myself entertained with TV, talking to my friends and family, or taking a nap, drawing, doing other stuff to entertain myself, you know, being on social media, whatever. Or just not even being, like, not even posting anything. Just kind of looking at what people post. Just reading. Or even reading the news. And that's not a crime. Now, some things you can't say, because it's against the law. But last time I checked, it's not against the law to be up. It's not against the law to be up in the middle of the night. It's not against the law to stay up all night. It's not against the law to watch TV or draw or listen to music. It's not against the law to have a cat or anything else. It's not against the law to make noise. It's not against the law to talk to your friends or family. It's not against the law to do any of that. So, and if I did say anything that I was gonna do stuff, I said I was gonna scream in the pillow because I felt like it, and or I felt like hitting a punching bag. that's not hurting anybody at all. That's not, unless I say I'm going to hit somebody, or I want to hit somebody, or I want to kill myself or cut myself. And if I said that, I didn't actually mean it. I was being, like, what's that word? It was just a word, like, just a communication word. I was just saying that because I felt like it. At one point, I did feel like cutting myself, and I did feel like killing myself because of my ex. And because of, like, things that were happening. And I did feel like at one point I didn't have a way out when my ex-stepdad was around and abusing me sexually, physically, and mentally, and emotionally. And I didn't have a way. So going through that, I have a history. And my dad was pretty much abandoned me when I was a kid. He wasn't responsible. And so, like, I've been through a lot, and I got my purse stolen from me. I got some of my phones taken away from me. Somebody stole my cat. And I have a lot of stuff happen to me over the years. And I've been through a lot, and I've gotten through this. I've gotten through a lot of stuff. And people have told me my last ex threatened to kill me and had, like, saying stuff like gave me psychotic attacks and saying stuff that was kind of rude and invited me places. His friends invited me places, but when I went there, they didn't let me in at all. And because, like, I don't know why. And it was just, like, a big mess. And then they accused me of saying I was talking to somebody when I thought I really was. And I guess it wasn't that person. Like, I apologize. I just thought they were communicating with me. And I don't know. And they were, apparently, I guess they were jealous of my future or jealous of what I have. And I didn't really do nothing. You know, and I'm just like, and more stuff. It feels like stuff is piling on, and puppies or people leaving cats outside, or leaving a bag of kittens outside, or they're throwing away puppies. People are dying from this virus or other stuff. And, like, other things has happened, tragedies. There was a tornado hit, like, in another country or something like that. And it's just terrible. And it's just, like, in this virus. And it's just like, I'm just trying to be happy. And I feel like every single time I try to be happy, something happens. And every time that I release my anger or release my upset and, like, let it go, something happens where I get upset and I get mad. Whether it's with my ex or it's people around me, or whether it's a friend, or whether it's, I think it's people around me, and I'm just hearing something outside, or I'm hearing stuff, or maybe it's me, or, like, and maybe it's my cat, or something like that, like, and he's not doing anything to make me freak out. If anything, he drives me crazy sometimes because he's meowing, but he's not, like, making me freak out and give me anxiety. He sometimes makes me stay awake when I want to go to sleep, but, you know, cats and dogs been known to do that anyways. So, even hamsters. stay awake all night and they bite on their cage. So, I'm just saying, I used to have a hamster, or my mom did, and he used to bite in my room on its cage all night long. And then sleep all day. And it's just frustrating. And, like, I'm having a hard time dealing with my reality. And I'm having a hard time. And then my boyfriend's not exactly messaging me for, like, a couple hours. And I'm sending, like, funny posts to, like, friends and stuff like that. Because I'm trying to make other people laugh. And when I feel, like, crap on the inside, I don't feel okay. I try to please everybody else, but I don't feel okay. I try to please a lot of people and try to make other people laugh and have a good time, but I'm not okay. I feel lonely, I feel hurt, and I feel, like, emotional. Meanwhile, I'm trying to support my friends and stuff like that, that are going through trauma, that are going through the stuff, and I'm trying to be there for them, but I'm going through stuff too, and it's not, they're not doing anything to make me, like, freak out or anything, but I feel like, if anything, it makes me, give me motivation to have a, it gives me, makes me feel like I have a purpose here on earth. It makes me feel like I belong, here in this time. It makes me feel needed. It makes me feel like when they're calling me to need to talk to me, it makes me feel good. So by them calling me, it actually is a positive thing. Versus, and if they're telling me their problems, even though, like, sometimes it would bother me, but I actually feel, like, better, because I feel like I'm lifting up somebody else. I'm being, like, whatever it's called, empowering others. I feel like I'm bettering others, and I'm making a difference in other people's lives. And making them happy. But meanwhile, I'm suffering too. Like, I'm suffering. I have anxiety. I have panic attacks. I have bipolar, halfway bipolar. And it may come from my dad. I don't know. Or my mom. I don't really know. Or somebody in my family. And I have a fast heartbeat. And I just keep eating and eating, and I'm overweight. I weigh 206 pounds, and, like, it's all getting to me, basically, and my boyfriend wants me to lose weight, and he wants me to lose the stomach, and, like, I feel like I'm trying, because I'm walking, and I'm doing, sometimes I dance, like, yesterday, or do yoga, and I feel like it makes a little bit of difference, but it's not making a big difference. Or I lose the weight, and then it comes back. And it's just like a step down, and I have to get back up. And it's like repetitive and annoying and frustrating. And I'm just going through it, and I feel like crap. And I feel like shit. And then this other shit is going down. And I'm just like, I'm trying to cope with it by drawing and listening to music and watching TV, because that's how I cope. And by singing. And it helps me get through what's going on. Rapping. And, like, singing. Dancing. Helps me deal with the stress. Dancing helps me deal with the stress. Drawing helps me get through this. Going through emotional stuff or even the quarantine. It just, like, helps me get through.
and I'm having, like, thoughts of, like, wanting to have people wrong, like, dark thoughts, which I don't actually mean to do. Like, I don't want people to, like, die, or I don't want people to, like, kill themselves like Robin Williams did, or, like, die in a plane crash, or my cat to die. That's not what I'm intending to do. That's not my intention. If anything, I'm like, you know, survive, be happy. I'm hoping that, you know, people are happy and healthy. I like, told my dad the other day, I'm sending good vibes and, you know, like, I'm praying for them. I'm praying for my dad, and I'm praying for my aunt and my mom and other people that are suffering in this time. And I'm saying, sending love, and I'm hoping the best for them. Like, I'm trying to make a difference. And there was this cancer person who had cancer, and I tried to send Reiki to them. So I'm trying my best to make a difference in this time. I'm trying my best to stay positive and helping others. And that's what I do best. And I try not to think about the dark thoughts so much. It makes me look crazy, and it makes me look insecure. I do talk to my cat, and that makes me look crazy too, but a lot of people talk to their animals. So, I do yell sometimes, and I stay up late at night venting or talking loudly to my friends, or cooking or making food loud. I do all that stuff, or stay up all night, or watching TV, or listen to music and sing late at night, or in the middle of the morning when people are trying to sleep. And I do rap, and I do apologize to anybody who's listening, but I don't recommend you do that, because it's not a good thing to do. And I live in a neighborhood that's, I would say, that they're making things difficult just by people knocking on my door and people trying to get into my house. And it's not making me feel safe. And just by, like, hearing voices, and that's not making me feel good about that either. And I don't know if I'm hearing voices or it's actually happening. So I'm kind of confused if I'm hearing voices and it's just me, or it's actually going down. And I'm just like, I might lose everything that I have right now and be forced to live with my mom or live in a home because of everything that I've been through, and because I'm having, like, thoughts of hurting myself, or had thoughts of hurting myself, and dark thoughts, and screaming in a pillow, and because I was, you know, because I was snoring in my sleep, or I was being loud, or something else, and because of something I did or said, and I claimed I said something I didn't mean, or did something I didn't mean to do, and now I'm regretting that. I regret living here. Before I lived here, I lived in a dorm. So, like, it was when I was loud and being loud, it didn't really matter because there was college students
and college students are loud. So being in that environment, I'm having to reframe from being a college student and convert to being like an adult. And I'm still a college student, mind you, but reframing from that into convert into being a citizen and be mindful of others. And it's hard for me to transition to one thing to another. And with this quarantine virus to add on top of it, and then to add on top of that, the emotions that I'm going through, and then to add on top of that, like, the business stuff, and my mom's not making it easier by telling me, oh, well, I want you to work in the area whereby you live walking distance. I want you to wait until you meet with a person to help me get a job because of my disabilities. And because of my work ethic, and then they're telling me, oh, I want you to wait until this virus gets over. And I can't go anywhere to work out. And it's just like, there's nowhere I can turn to let out my frustration other than my pillow and screaming in the pillow and basically hitting my, you know, hitting the pillow itself. And harming the pillow is not harming other people. And I know it sounds crazy, but I'm not doing it intentionally to harm anyone else. I'm not trying to look crazy or be crazy. I just mean of letting it emotions get out of my system. And me singing and stuff like that is one way that it helps me get through what I'm going through. And I mean, I don't want to live in a home. I don't want to have a roommate. I don't want to live with somebody else. I don't want to live with my grandparents or my mom and her husband or my aunt and my uncle, or live with my dad and be forced to move to Florida, my aunt, or New Jersey. I don't want to live like that. I'd rather live alone with my cat. I'm 29 years old. I want to have my own phone plan and have my own life. Even though this quarantine virus is making me stay home, I want to go through life living on my own as much as I can. Even though, like, somebody's trying to help me, even though my mom's helping me financially. Because I can't do that myself right now. Like, and that's kind of hard to, I feel grateful that I have that, I'm blessed, but I feel like I should help her out because of this business thing that's going on, and business was going down, so I feel like I need to help her by getting a job online or being a caregiver. And she's all like, oh, well, that's not a good idea right now. And so, as it is, I can't walk around all day, be on my feet. I can't do math or count money. I'm not good at it. I'm not good at, like, doing, like, other stuff. Like, I don't know. Anyways, I'm kind of getting tired. I'm ready to take a nap. So, that's the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And I do apologize if it's too early in the morning for anyone. But thank you and have a nice day. Hey guys, so I'm here. It's probably 3:52, so almost 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm probably going to sleep soon. I couldn't sleep all night for some reason. I don't know why. But, so heads up, when you go to the store, be careful what you buy. So I went to the store, got juice and some other stuff. I was not aware when I got the juice, and I looked at it. It seemed fine. I seen the expiration date. You know, it seemed fine. When I put it in the fridge, it seemed fine. But I drank some later after it got cold, and like it hurt going down my throat. So, and that doesn't happen normally. And my throat kind of hurts because the allergies, and I've been coughing a lot. Like, it's allergy season, and I have a stuffy nose and stuff, and runny nose sometimes. So, you know, just be careful. But when I pulled it out, and I got put in the freezer later because I wanted icy. And then, like, icy, I kind of frozen-ish, and like Italian ice. And then I, like, was thinking Italian ice, yeah, that'd be cool. And then I pulled it out and tried to put, like, I looked at it. It looked like it had sauce in the middle of it, like, in the top. And I was like, oh, that's gross. It looked like it went bad early. So, just so you know, yeah, so make sure you look at the thing, make sure it's good, make sure it looks good inside and out. If it looks good and you get home and you put it in your freezer, that's not a good sign. Return it and tell the guy, hey, this is what happened, or girl. Tell them what happened. Maybe you can get a refund or exchange. And I'm going to go back tomorrow and show them pictures and see what they can do. Even if they give me a refund or exchange or something. If not, then I'm going to throw it away and buy something else. Because that's not right. Anyways, I got some cute shirts and some cute clothes. And then I also, two things from Wish, and I ordered more. And then I got a mask, because masks are important now because of this virus. I got one that's, like, cute, like, anime. And then another one with, like, it has a small green heart. There was one that had, kind of, like, a, there's one that I had, and I think it had a green, red heart, but it was more expensive. So, I got the one with the green heart, and then, I did see one that was, like, breathable and, like, it had, like, things like dust-free or something like that, but it was more expensive, so I just got those two. And then, yeah, so, then I got this cute outfit. Like, it's really cute. It has, like, a crop black top and then a, pair of army pants that have, like, they're kind of wide and they're kind of like long, and then they have a black and white strip on the side, so it fits me perfectly. It shows a little bit of my stomach, but like just enough to be like cute, sexy when you go on a date, or even just go night out in town with some girls. You want to go to a nightclub, it would be perfect for that. So, I don't know if you can take the pants in the nightclub, but you probably can match it with some other army pants or something. Or another pair of pants or something like that. That is cute. So, even if you just want to stay at home, it's a cute thing to watch a movie with your boyfriend or something like that. It's kind of a cute outfit. I mean, there's some people that go out with a crop top and or jeans or whatever, or leggings, and they feel good. So, big people can do that too. And I've done it before, and it didn't look like pajamas when I lived in Tempe, and it came out looking okay. You know, I didn't get no replies. Everyone said, oh, you look cute, or some people did. they're like, oh, I like your shirt. And I was like, okay, thanks. You know? I got some thanks and, like, some, oh, I like your top or I like your pants. Or, like, I think it was top or something like that. But, yeah. And so don't be afraid to show off, like, some body parts. Like, don't be afraid to express yourself. If your parents, if you're over the and under the age of 18 and your parents don't allow it, then maybe you shouldn't do it if they say no. But if your parents, if you're over 18, like, you can do whatever you want. If you want to show your stomach, go ahead. If you want to show your legs, mini skirts, like, cleavage or whatever, or show your arms, tank tops, I don't know what your religion is, whatever you believe in, but because I know some religions, they require you to, like, cover up more. Yeah, because I'm, like, Catholic and spiritual, so I wear whatever I want versus somebody who's more religious and they try to cover up more and be discreet. But yeah, anyways, I am classy though, and, you know, sassy and cute and other things. And I'm also attractive and stuff like that. So yeah. And I find myself, like, to be cool, you know? Like, I have a nice, I like fashion. I like to dress cute. I like matching my clothes too. So I don't know why, but I do. Anyways, that's the end of this recording. Have a nice day.